Follow the Water from Brook to Ocean by Arthur Doros. After the next big rainstorm, put your boots on and go outside. Look at the water dripping from your roof. Watch it gush out of the drain pipes. You can see water flowing down your street too. Water is always flowing. It trickles in the brook near your house. Sometimes you see water rushing along in a stream or in a big river. Water always flows downhill. It flows from high places to low places, just the way you and your skateboard move down a hill. Sometimes, water collects in a low spot in the land, a puddle, a pond, or a lake. The water's downhill journey may end there. Most of the time, though, the water will find a way to keep flowing downhill. Because water flows downhill, it will keep flowing until it can't go any lower. The lowest parts of the earth are the oceans. Water will keep flowing until it reaches an ocean. Where does the water start? Where does the water in a brook, or a stream, or a river come from? The water comes from rain, and it comes from melting snow. The water from rain and melting snow runs over the ground. Some of it soaks into the ground, and some water is soaked up by trees and other plants. But a lot of the water keeps traveling over the ground, flowing downhill. The water runs along, flowing over the ground. Trickles of water flow together to form a brook. A brook isn't very deep or wide. You could easily step across a brook to get to the other side. The brook flows over small stones covered with algae. Algae are tiny plants. They can be green, red, or brown. Green algae make the water look green. Plop! A frog jumps into the brook. A salamander wiggles through leafy water plants. Slap! A trout's tail hits the water. Lots of creatures live in the moving water. Follow the Water from Brook to Ocean by Arthur Doros.